You are listening to The Fall of the House of Otter, written by Leo Sparks, narrated by Ken Allen, published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright Leo Sparks 2020 through 2023. All rights reserved. Book 1, Claiming Alexander.
His heart is a tightened lute. As soon as one touches it, it echoes. Chapter 1. We didn't have trees that showed fall colors in Beachside. On the adjacent stretch of town where I went to visit them, the sky faded from blue to gray as I passed by the types of houses I was too poor to live in. Throughout the length of the day, it had been mostly silent aside from autumn leaves drifting just below the canopy before settling to the crunchy ground. Here there were mansions with enough forest acreage to be called manors and have their own names, acting as landmarks as I continued on my typical path. They were all surrounded by walls and pushed back behind iron gates to keep the common people, like me, out. I often imagined the people living inside to be their own particular shade of happiness. Vibrant yellow or burnt orange, maybe some color yet to be discovered or too expensive for someone raised where I was to see outside of a museum. The residents inside made into complete people with polished cars, extensive closets, and shiny things only real money could buy. What I experienced on my walks over to the better side of town seemed to start with loneliness and end with deep longing. Our house, the final exhibit which often ended my tour, stood as alone as I felt. The dark brick painted wood framed in a mist from winter looming in the vegetation. I stood at the easement of overgrown hedges and moist grass, admiring the tall pillars and variety of shapes creating the massive structure. It was so incredible in size that even merely seeing the front moved me to call it a castle. Not far from where I stood, formed in welded metal letters that were rusting at the edges, the archway above the locked gate read, "The House of Otter." Running my hands across the brick, it was rough and sandy against the sensitive skin of my fingertips. Something always led me to finish my routine in the wooded area near the wall bordering the property. I'd never understood it, but without fail, at my first glimpse of the building, something would arise in me alongside the melancholy. The general gloom and mystery created a tension between the fabric below my jeans that felt like excitement and begged for instant release. It had become a ritual, upon seeing the house, to continue to glide my fingers along the length of the wall until it stopped. Then, walk a few paces into the forest until I found a large tree to lean against. The smell of moss and bark filling me as I planted my boots into the soft dirt below, I intended to take my time. To let my thumb and index finger find their way under my t-shirt and around my nipples, leaving my abdomen exposed to the light breeze of the woods while I pinched and swirled around the sensitive skin. The line of hair leading into my jeans, reacting to the air, a direct trail to my growing stiffness, as my nipples formed into cylinders poking through the cotton of my shirt. By that point, it was all I could do to keep myself from letting at least one hand wander to tease and play with the top button of my jeans. To let a single finger push its way inside the space between the textile and my skin. The tightness of the stretchy band moving the delicate flesh against my forefinger bone, back and forth, in and out, begging to be thrust deeper into the warmth building just inches further below. Spiraling my fingertip against the metal of the clasp, the chill of the round button in the breeze sent a delightful rush through my body, making my nipples and cock even harder. My back against the green moss of the broad tree trunk, I let it carry my weight as I leaned further back,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?